A wave terrorizes Westmoreland in a shocking turn of events. Westmoreland is under siege as criminal activities escalate, striking fear into the hearts of business owners. A series of robbery rampage, including the tragic shooting of a popular DJ, DJ Miri, has prompted urgent calls for action. Concerns rise in Negrillon Friday, armed robbers targeted for establishments. Leaving Orange Hill and Namperial Road in Negril reeling, the criminals made off with cash, game boxes, and high-end liquors, sending shockwaves through the community. The recent surge in violence, including the DJ's fatal shooting, has heightened fear among business owners and residents alike. Calls for a state of emergency. Elaine Bradley Allen, president of the Negril Chamber of Commerce and Industry, advocates for a state of emergency in Westmoreland. She emphasizes the need for drastic measures to protect lives and businesses. Despite concerns from human rights groups, the surge in criminal activities, just weeks before the Christmas holidays, adds a layer of irony and deepens the urgency for intervention. Tourist robbery rampage impact and business closures with the annual reggae marathon approaching in Negril. The crime wave raises concerns about its impact on the influx of tourists from over 23 countries. Business owners are taking precautionary measures, closing their doors early in response to the heightened security situation. The festive season hangs in the balance as the community grapples with the alarming increase in violence. Lawmakers plea for action. Moreland Wilson, a member of parliament for Westmoreland Western, deems the recent events unprecedented. He calls for another round of a state of emergency, citing the need for enhanced security measures to quell the rampant criminal activities, especially in his constituency. Police efforts and community response to robbery rampage. Deputy Superintendent of Police Adrian Hamilton details the challenges the police face in tracking down the perpetrators. Despite the advanced tactics used by the criminals, he expresses confidence in crushing the surge with the additional support received. However, business owners in affected areas criticize the police response, citing delays and inefficiencies. The towns of Little London, Good Hope, and Namperial Road resemble ghost towns as fear forces people off the streets. The situation has reached a point where even bar owners express frustration with the perceived inadequacies in law enforcement responses. As the community grapples with this crime wave, the urgency for immediate and effective action grows, with the hope that Westmoreland can soon reclaim its sense of security and peace.